You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. Hi, friends. So here we are. I am back in my office in Los Angeles. We are home after, being gone for several weeks. And for those of you that want to know kind of the inside scoop of, are we moving? Are we not moving? What's happening with schools? I share all of those details and our decision-making process between Kenny and I in I shared all of that in the most recent episode, so go ahead and go check that out. But the bottom line is we are here in LA for a while, and Harrison is going to be starting in a pod in a couple of weeks, which I'm very, very grateful for. And I feel like I'm back in my routine here. Right now he's in surf camp, and I basically have between about 9 and noon or like 8 and noon every day to just really hunker down and work on my business. And then the afternoon is, you know, kids and some errands and, a little bit of back and forth if needed in my business. So I've got some things to say today, and I want to share with you the results of a quiz that so many of you responded to. I sent it out on email and on my social media, and there was hundreds of you that responded. And, you know, it was very telling. And I want to just kind of go over that with you because it's, first and foremost, I want you to know that you're not alone. And secondly, I really am seeing this pattern of, you know, just so much angst and concern and worry around what is coming and the unknown, which I totally get. And I'm right there with you. And I think that there's some things that we can do to really curb that sense of angst. So the way that the quiz was formed is it was a multiple choice question, and it was very simple. It was, what is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now? What is weighing on you the most? And I gave about 7 choices and then also a chance for people to fill in if there was an other. And I can't tell you how many responses I got back that said, I actually had a really hard time choosing one because I feel like they're all true right now. And I think that a lot of us can relate with that. You know, things are upside down. And yet, it's, in my viewpoint, they've been upside down almost for long enough now that we've got to figure out how to live in this new normal. 'Cause I really think that things are going to continue to get crazier for a while. And I'll share about that as well. So the number one response with over just around 30% of you responded that the number one thing that you're feeling challenged by and weighed down by is the overall state of our nation, of the world, rise of COVID numbers, and the upcoming election. And, that makes a lot of sense. And there's a lot of merit and a lot of good reason to have that be weighing on you as your biggest challenge. And then the second response with 25% of you responded that the biggest thing is this, just this overwhelming uncertainty of what's coming next and your inability to plan, and to just know. And so, you know, those two answers totaled 55% or even a little bit more than 55%, which in my opinion is kind of all the same thing. Like, it's just this overall sense of what the hell is going on and everything is, you know, upside down. What is going to happen? Are the kids, you know, going back to school? What is going to happen with this election? When is COVID going to turn around? Just the sense of overall unrest. And so I want to speak to that today. And then the third response with about 15% response was, homeschooling, unschooling, are you sending your kids back? Are you having your kids at home all day long? For mamas is just a major, major sense of stress. Again, good reason. The remainder was a mix of uncertainty around business, of finances, of putting on weight during COVID, of not being on the same page as your partner. And really the remainder was a mix of those pretty evenly, anywhere between 4% and 8% for each one of those. So I just wanted to share that with you. I think that so many of us are in the same boat and having different experiences of it, different seasons, different waves, different moments in any given time. And, if 2020 has shown anything, it's shown us this real need to take our power back and to design our own story and to also to really expect the unexpected. And, I think for me, this sense of kind of waiting and hoping for things to change, waiting for the government to be like, when, our mayor basically, or the governor of California is deciding when you can go back to school, even for independent schools and for, it doesn't matter kind of what camp you're in. The governor has said these are the guidelines as to when you can open the school, and for good reason. I'm not saying that's not a good, bad, and different. It's just this outside of our control. Our, other countries have now said you cannot go to that country if you are in, if you live in the United States. It feels like a lot of our freedom has been taken away. And again, good reason, or some would say good reason. I'm not here to debate, the ins and outs of lockdown. What I'm here to shine light on is really empowering each of us to design our own life and to create the reality that we want. So what does that mean? It means if it is time for you to bring your business fully online, it is time to do that. If it is time for you to figure out how to get your kids socialized and homeschooled and get into a group with other people, and whether or not you switch off with another group of four moms and one mom does it 1 week, another mom does it the next week, right? And you design that on your own terms so that you actually can function this year. If it means moving, right? I know so many people are moving, and I've gone through that whole story of us personally. Really looking at what are your options for your family, and how are you going to design this for your own self? We are not at the whim of the powers that be. And I know that some of you listening to this are going to say, Heidi, you don't understand. This has been my livelihood for this amount of time, or I don't have that amount of resources or that choice. I understand that everybody is in a different boat here. And what I know is that yes, COVID is affecting people disproportionately. For most of the people that follow me and listen to my podcast, you have some type of choice, some type of resources. You have the power to design this the way that is going to have your family thriving, have you more aligned, and have you more energized and inspired throughout your day. But you have got to take control of that. And so let's all stop hoping. Let's all stop waiting. We've had a lot of conversations with my husband about this. It's like, I just want to wait till the election. I think a lot of people are in pause mode. Let's just wait to see what's going to happen with the election. No one knows. My personal prediction, shit's going to hit the fan either way, right? Joe Biden wins, sure, there's some level of hope that there's going to be a sense of normalcy, that there's going to be a sense of stability in our government from the top down, and Lord only knows how much we need that right now. But regardless, Trump is not going out without a fight. You know, it's like Trump is not going out without things being rigged left, right, and center. And for us to think that, like, just waiting around and waiting for, you know, the presidency to shift our reality or to shift, give us some sense of like normalcy, not the time. So I'm not here to be doomsday. I'm here to empower you to create your reality, to create your morning routine, to create your days with your kids, with your business, with your, you know, with your choices, with you feeling safe inside of your body. And again, this is going to mean things for different people. But if you're like, I need to get out of my house, I need to go and have a sense of normalcy, I need to go have an adventure, I need to be seeing new different people, like whatever it means for you, let's all stop judging each other, projecting on each other what's right and wrong, and, you know, blacklisting and this whole like cancel culture. It's all a projection. It's all just like us being in everyone else's business when we're actually being asked and being given such an opportunity right now to come home to ourselves, to come home to our bodies, to come home to our homes, to clear the energy and to truly create and design the reality that we want. So my loves, that's the journey that I'm going to be taking a group of women on through Align Higher over the next couple of weeks. We are starting very soon. You need to go and get yourself on the wait list. You can find that link in the notes section here. I actually don't know what it is at this exact moment, but we're offering bonuses. We're offering juicy, some really cool things for only the women that are on the wait list. And then the cart is only going to be open for a couple of days. I'm ready to get this party started. I know mamas are going back to school. Your life has been turned upside down, and it is time to create a routine for yourself. We have the upcoming election coming up. Shit is only getting crazier. And for you to be grounded, for you to feel sane, for you to feel in charge of your emotions, for you to feel in control of the things that we can control. That was the biggest takeaway of this quiz. I'll go on just a little tangent here and then I'll wrap up, right? It's like the amount of uncertainty that we're all feeling. And I'm not saying that I don't feel into it. I have my days. I have my moments. I have my dips for sure. But thank God I have tools to pull me out and to have me really staying at a higher frequency to ride these waves. But it's like the things that we're feeling so much angst around and that truly can take us out of the day to day are the things that we can't control. Yes, we can vote. Yes, we can share. Yes, we all 100% have to do our part and to do everything that is in our power to change the things that we can change. But I think so much feels out of our control. So much feels... It just feels so big right now that for you to be able to kind of chunk down and hone in, this is not about spiritual bypassing and it's not about living in some bubble. It is really about focusing on the things that you can control and taking your power back so that you can feel like you're making steps forward, so that you can feel like you are okay, that you are safe, that you are making the best decisions for yourself, for your business, for your family at a time where most people do not feel that. Most people feel, you know, out of control, and you have the power. You've got the power to make money right now. You have the power to thrive. You have the power to design your home, your days, your routines. Yes, it's going to be different. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, there's going to be moments where you're like, holy shit, I cannot believe this is happening. But my loves, I promise you, you have done hard things in the past and you can continue to do them. So come on this journey with me if this feels like something that you're interested in. A lot more information coming soon. And I look forward to supporting you in aligning higher, in raising your vibration, in creating routines and schedules that work for you and your loved ones, and for ultimately for you taking care of yourself and being the best woman possible. I love you. I'll see you soon, and I look forward to connecting with you as always. Take care.